From the Arizona Public Media Newsroom, I'm Zach Ziegler with this in-depth report. In December of 2009, wholesale shrimp cost just under $8 a pound. About 4 years later, the price has risen to more than $17 a pound. That's because a disease known as early mortality syndrome is hitting shrimp farms in Asia, causing entire crops to be lost. The disease stops digestion in shrimp, causing them to die before they grow big enough to harvest for consumption. Don Leitner is a professor in the University of Arizona's School of Animal and Comparative Biomedical Sciences. He says early mortality syndrome often kills the young shrimp shortly after they are added to the farming ponds and can all but wipe out a population.
The disease itself causes mortalities up to 80 or 90% immediately following stocking.
The effect is being felt worldwide, including here in Arizona. Jim Murphy is the owner of two seafood restaurants in Tucson, Kingfisher and Bluefin. He's noticed the price increase because shrimp is a big part of his business.
Shrimp, you can always sell. You know, people will always buy shrimp. We do a lot of catering, and people always say, you know, well, we want, you know, just bring as many shrimp.
While Murphy does not use Asian farmed shrimp in his business, he still feels the impact of early mortality syndrome.
That's affected the market. You know, we don't normally use that, or we don't use the black tiger or the farmed shrimp, unless it's a Mexican farmed shrimp. But the loss of all those to the market has aided in the rise in the pricing.
As supplies of shrimp dwindle, it puts higher demand on all shrimp, including Murphy's favorite, wild-caught Mexican brown shrimp. And with the price increase as steep as shrimp, he has little choice but to pass a little of it to his customers.
We do a grilled and chilled shrimp here that is a mainstay, so people are used to it. And they also notice when the price goes up.
And while people in Tucson can feel the financial impact of shrimp disease in Asia, they can also do something about it. People like Don Leitner. He, along with assistant research specialist Linda Noonan, are helping shrimp farmers diagnose the disease. Leitner has been studying it for some time and has developed a test for the disease that is quick and inexpensive. It magnifies shrimp DNA so it can be more easily examined for the disease. Noonan says this type of test has become the norm for identifying shrimp diseases.
The shrimp industry for the past 15 years has relied more and more on testing for different pathogens. Predominant reason is it's quick. Test results within 24 hours.
The tests Leitner developed are nearly ready for use, meaning it will soon be easier to diagnose early mortality syndrome. But as Linda Noonan tells us, even with a quick, inexpensive test, eradicating the disease may be difficult. That's because the best line of treatment is not a pleasant alternative.
The shrimp industry has two options, and the best option generally is if you detect it, you destroy your stock.
Leitner and Noonan say that while a test is key, it will be difficult to convince farmers that the best option is to lose an entire crop of shrimp. But it may be the only option to prevent the spread of early mortality syndrome and bring shrimp prices back down. And as Leitner says, stopping the disease could have an impact on a large industry.
Vietnam, China, Thailand are all major shrimp producers. And the United States very recently imported a lot of shrimp from those countries, all from shrimp farms. We would import maybe up to about $6 billion U.S. dollars worth every year.
Stopping the disease in shrimp can help put the tasty crustacean on plates around the country at a cheaper price. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.